CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Right, congratulations, by the way.
Thank
How
you.
Exciting.
Yeah, we were pretty stoked. Last time we went to that competition, we only won a couple. Yeah. But they were important ones because we took out the best in the world.
Wow.
So we were pretty stoked with that. We thought, well, can't beat that. No point going back in that competition. Like we've already taken out the top gong. But we only opened 9 months at that time. It was a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I just come off a massive emotional rollercoaster because I was supposed to open the business the year before. Mm. I'd quit work, ready to go. Everything's there, ready to go. And I fell down some stairs and ended up paralysed.
Wow.
Had spinal surgery and spent the rest of the year learning to walk again.
Wow.
So the business was delayed. Everyone's sort of sitting there twiddling their thumbs, nothing they can do.
Mm.
And it was all down to me getting going again. And during that time, my mentor was ill and I was trying to look after him and he ended up passing away. And then we finally opened up and less than 9 months later, we took out the award for best in the world up against 33 countries. And it was a bit surreal. There were tears.
Yeah.
Definitely would have been.
Well, when you got that, did you feel like it all paid off a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I went over to Hong Kong and to meet the judges and, you know, accept the award. And the head judge for the awards was Sir Desmond Payne. He's the master distiller for Beefeater Gin. And so if you know, anyone's going to know anything about London Dry Gin, it's this guy.
Yeah.
He said he just loved it. And that's that one. I've met him a couple of times and he keeps reminding me how much he loves this gin. Next, the following year, we then won Best Distiller of the Year, 2018. And that was out of the blue. And what the reason we won that is we'd won 6 medals at the competitions, including golds for our mountain gin and the slow gin. Which
I love the slow gin. I've got to say that the slow gin, my favourite.
Yeah, it's absolutely a cracker. One of the things I like to do with it, because it's such a finite resource, is put a little splash in a mountain gin and tonic. And it just completely changes the whole drink. And you still get that beautiful slow. And it just lasts longer, that's all.
Yeah.
That's really, really lovely. So that's 18. In 2019, we entered the awards in London for the first time and we won Best Australian Gin for 2019 at the World Liqueur Awards for our strawberry gin. And I was sort of gutted. I'm reading through the list and trying to figure out, who won. And I went straight to the slow because I love it. Mm. It's our baby. We bleed for that product. It's a labour of love. And, oh, damn, you know, we got the gold. Fantastic, but didn't take out the trophy. I thought, bugger, who's the best? What beat my slow?
Yeah.
And it was my strawberry, so I wasn't so good. Well, that's all right.
Who beat us? Yeah. Who was it?
I had to know. Names and numbers.
Exactly. I thought, well, you know, if I have to lose, it's not a bad way to lose.
I'd rather lose to myself. Right, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I brought that strawberry along today so that we could taste it.
Yeah.
It's the most popular cocktail that we have at the distillery, at the bar. And it's a very simple drink. I've got with me the La Villa Sparkling, and it's just a case of pouring your shot.
That's in Sprayton, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful patch
so
of the world.
All local stuff.
Absolutely. There we go.
Mm-mm-mm. Gotta love that sound, don't you?
Oh, love that sound.
You know, good times are ahead.
Okay. Firstly, I'll just pour the strawberry into the glass for you so you can smell the strawberry. You'll notice that the strawberries are basically jumping out of the glass.
They are.
And all those strawberries are from just up the road. They're Craig's strawberries at the Turner's Beach Berry Patch.
Right,
super local. Yeah, so I'm in Turner's Beach.
How much more local can you get?
Exactly. So there's about half a kilo of strawberries in every 500ml bottle. That's why those strawberries are jumping out at you.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot of strawberries.
Sure is. The La Villa Sparkling and you can really add as much of that as you like. You'll notice that the strawberry will retain its flavour and colour the whole way through, no matter how much you add.
Yeah, cool.
And you get to control the level of sweetness of the drink by controlling the type of bubbles that you add to your drink.
Shall we all cheers?
Oh, yeah, we got a clink.
Clink, clink.
We'll wait for George.
Here we go. I'll just catch up there.
Got a clink.
I usually miss out.
Here we go.
Not today, no way.
All
right, we wouldn't let you get away with that.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me in.
To the Dasher and Fisher range, eh?
Mm.
Award-winning, world-renowned gin.
That is divine.
I'd love how much the strawberry pops.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, the Turners, there was a thing with strawberries and you couldn't move strawberries past a certain point because of fruit fly or something?
That's correct. We had the fruit fly crisis. The government had set quarantine bubbles across the north of the state. And unfortunately for Turners Beach, their strawberries were inside that bubble.
Yep.
And they weren't able to shift them outside. But fortunately for them, we were also inside that bubble. Yeah. And I said, look, I don't want to read about you going under in the paper because of all of this. Give me a kilo of strawberries. I'll do a quick experiment and see if there's something I can do to create a product. And as it happened, we were able to turn it around into a product. And it happened to be an award-winning product. So we took those strawberries that were sort of destined for waste, if you like. We turned it into a value-added product, the strawberry gin, and the waste from that, which was the drunken strawberries, we then turned all of that into another value-added product that had also won awards, and it was a strawberry paste. And the waste from that was nothing. So we took a waste product, made two award-winning value-added products with zero waste at the end, and that ticks all my boxes. I was just so stoked. And the consumers have been loving it as well. So, that's why we go back to Craig every year and say, well, let's do it again. Let's grab a whole heap of those strawberries and keep pumping that product out.
Is there is there a secret? Why is your gin so good? How do you do it? How do you do it?
You can't ask everyone their secrets.
We won't tell anyone.
We'll just
tell the coast.
I created the method that we use for all of these seasonals. To the point where we have commissioned and had equipment custom made just for us, so we're the only business in Australia that would have this gear.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's to allow us to continue to make these types of products infused with local ingredients. That allows those ingredients to truly shine and really, really pop through. And as you see, the strawberries just jump out of the bottle. If you get an inferior strawberry, it either doesn't pop out of the bottle like that at all, or it'll give off a weird, funky. Because the process I created. It takes the heart and soul of the ingredient and effectively amplifies by 10. So if it's good, it will be great. But if there's any flaws in there, they'll be amplified and you'll pick up on them and it's just not a pleasant experience at all. Thankfully, we've got a wonderful a grower just 10 minutes up the road and you can taste the care and attention to detail that he and his passion. You can taste that in that product that he grows and that he makes. And so, it's a great honour for us to be able to take that and turn it into something like this.
And Perfect. The equipment that you use, is that also what you can see down at Provador in the building?
Yeah, yeah. This equipment that I'm talking about is brand new, so no one's seen it yet.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all on display, so people can see the whole process.
You can see it through the window. Yeah. It looks so cool.
I wanted to effectively be in a fishbowl. I wanted people to be able to see the process, see the integrity, the honesty of what we do, that it's all real, it's all hands-on, there's nothing fake, we don't add anything. The product speaks for itself.
Well, it definitely does because it's award-winning.
Yeah, thanks so much, George.
Put it to the test.
Thanks for talking to us and bringing us in some gifts. And it's Southern Wild Distilleries Dasher and Fisher range. Just took out 7 awards at the Hong Kong International Wine and Spirit Competition. So try it. It's right here. It's from the northwest coast.
And those local strawberries.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
Support your local.
He literally turned it around. Yeah, I remember being like, I'm going to have to go buy my strawberries from around the corner because they're going to be struggling and they won't still be in business because they couldn't sell any of their strawberries to anyone out of their range. Mm. And you literally turned it into a gin that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
We weren't.
That's
we,
incredible.
Yeah, we didn't expect it. It certainly wasn't on my radar. I was busy enough. I had no intentions of making a strawberry gin.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it all sort of panned out, and it panned out so beautifully.
Yeah, well, I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, guys. It's member 21.
Member 21.
Yep, lowercase and the number 2 and the number 1. And that will automatically give people who have subscribed, people who have signed up to our website, will automatically get a 10% discount if they type in member 21 at the checkout.
Ari's writing it down herself, so
you have to write. You have to enter it at the checkout.
Yep.
Being a member doesn't automatically give you the discount. You've got to type that in at the checkout, and you'll
Member 21.
Member 21. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.